on Sunday this morning. The Church of England may have to pay out hundreds of millions of pounds to compensate survivors of sexual abuse following a unanimous vote at this week's General Synod. It comes as the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse is due to publish its final report into the Church's handling of abuse later this year. So is this really a new chapter for safeguarding in the Church of England? Donna Burrell was at the Synod for the debate.
For those who have followed the journey of survivors and safeguarding in the Church of England, the debate was a little bit like the gift that keeps on giving, because all the main characters were present, from the Archbishop of Canterbury to bishops, archdeacons and a survivor, and also up in the gallery, survivors and their supporters, without whom it's fair to say there would probably have been no debate on this at all. But what was really significant was that the focus has shifted towards an acceptance that there must be redress. Now, that's one of the first times we've heard that spoken of publicly in senior church circles, and it was at the centre of a powerful speech by the new lead bishop for safeguarding, Jonathan Gibbs. His speech could almost have been written by survivors themselves, as he talked of concrete actions, of this being the time for actual change, and of working with survivors to reshape the church.
Arrangements for redress for survivors. This is a small phrase, but with big implications. It will mean money, serious money, and we will need to work out how we're going to fund that. But it must also mean changes in the way we handle claims and complaints, so that how we do things is shaped by the righteousness and compassion of God's kingdom, and not by the short-term and short-sighted financial and reputational interests of the church.
Donna, what would redress in this context actually mean for the church?
Well, it will mean definitely money and compensation, and that was made very clear with Archdeacon Gavin Kirk of Lincoln. He said, we need to put our money where our mouth is. And also the Bishop of Gloucester, Rachel Treweek, proclaiming money needs to be spent. But it was also recognised that it also means hope for victims and an opportunity to effectively set the reset button on safeguarding within the church. And one contributor, Martin Sewell, described it as the ice cracking in what have been up to now very frosty relations between survivors and the church.
Any suggestion of how much this might cost the church?
Well, it's early days, obviously, and all the details need to be worked out, but it would have to be in the region of hundreds of millions of pounds. But the church does have resources and assets, and in fact a poster highlighting £23.5 million, which is currently being spent on the new Lambeth Palace Library, compared with the £0 spent on reparations for survivors, was at one point foisted over the Synod Hall. And one of the big elephants in the room, and also something we've covered a lot on this programme, the relationship between the church and its insurers, and what has been described by some survivors as re-abuse in the way their claims are handled. But this was raised by Archdeacon Julie Connolly of Rochester Diocese.
We have the capacity to go further than a full and final settlement. Surely we have the capacity to do justly, to act mercifully, and even to be generous. Surely we have the capacity to question our insurers about their practices, and indeed our lawyers. It occurred to me that actually we can change insurers if we don't think their methods are ethical. I change my electricity supplier.
Well, is this really now the moment of a new dawn for the church?
Well, it's worth stating that not so long ago, survivors were met with blanking when they tried to make their point. But now it seems senior figures want to be seen to be alongside them. And indeed, they were described as prophets by the Bishop of Burnley, Philip North, who's been one of those prepared to speak out and support victims of abuse, even in the early days. And he also repeated his call for an independent national safeguarding service. But amidst all this positive atmosphere, there were powerful speeches as well by Susie Leaf and Canon Rosie Harper, among others, reminding the Synod of bullying in the church and also of survivors still waiting for apologies and pastoral care from the church. We were told one Ewan survivor has been waiting 7 years for an apology, and he's still waiting.
So where does the Church of England go from here? What happens next?
Well, it would be very, very difficult now, William, for the church not to begin drawing up ways of following up on this unanimous synod vote. Even before the final ICSA report is published later this year, survivors will also certainly be clinging to the words of Canon John Spence of the Mighty Archbishop's Council.
Justice cannot have a different value depending on the finances of this or that diocese. Whatever we are told is required by those responsible, that is required for redress, then those funds will be found.
Canon John Spence, who's also the chair of the Finance Committee. And it's just worth saying here that for victims of abuse, it isn't just about money. Although many have been unable to work or hold down jobs due to the trauma of being abused, but it's also about acknowledgement, pastoral care and apology as well. And a member of Synod, Emily Bagg, is a survivor from Portsmouth. She spoke powerfully.
Words are not enough. We can talk and we can promise and we can promise and we can talk. But concrete actions are all that really matter to people like me. Be prepared to put your money where your mouths are, to totally, utterly, and radically take real, concrete action.
And survivors I've spoken to after the synod say they're encouraged by this new atmosphere. It's fair to say the pressure, though, will now be on the church to deliver sooner rather than later. Here's the Bishop of Truro, the Right Reverend Philip Mounstephen.
Are we experiencing some kind of culture shift on this? I hope so. But again, absolutely no room for any complacency.
This could cost the Church of England hundreds of millions of pounds.
It could. But hear John Spence's words. This is not about money. This is about justice. And you can't put a price on justice, and nor should we try to.
Bishop Philip Mounstephen talking to Donna Burrell.